This week, our art hounds found storytellers, lots of musicians, and a weekend dedicated to new works. First, here's comedian and storyteller Sue Schmidt about joining forces with other storytellers at the Twilight Theater in Linden State.
Kevin Gallagher and Bobby Stoddard, who are award-winning Moth comedic storytellers, will be joining forces on stage. Narratives from different periods of our lives reveal triumph and heartbreak, and we add to this equation for this show the boys from The Brevity Thing, which are a musical group from Chittenden County that will add an interesting soundtrack to the performance.
How Much Longer, the sequel to Are We There Yet, is at the Twilight Theater at Linden State, Saturday, February 6th, beginning at 7. Musician and producer Peg Tassie of Burlington wants to recommend Michael Chorney and Holler General.
They're one of the best live bands I've ever seen, and they're giving a concert to celebrate their gorgeous new record, Shameless Light. This music is really lush and just washes over you and makes you feel sort of woozy and warm. A lot of people know Michael as a composer and multi-instrumentalist, but I love his voice. And with Rob Morse, Geza Carr, Brett Lanier playing with him, you cannot go wrong. I'm always blown away when I get the chance to see these guys together.
That album release party is this Saturday beginning at 8 at Light Club Lamp Shop. That's next to Radio Bean in Burlington. Burgess Needle is a music fan from Ripton, and he suggests the Michelle Fay Band.
I can't tell you how impressed I was by their musical talent. Michelle's haunting and powerful vocals and the imaginative, poignant, and often witty lyrics of their original material. I strongly recommend the Michelle Fay Band to anyone who has a chance to see them in concert.
The Michelle Fay Band performs at Spruce Peak Performing Arts Center in Stowe, Saturday, February 6th at 7:30. Marjorie Hamrell of Westford suggests the Westford Music Series and Young Traditions Vermont, bringing Celtic music.
This will be in a church with wonderful sound, featuring Celtic music by Katie McNally and Neil Perlman. They are two of the most talented artists in the Northeast, and they will offer a wonderful hour of traditional Celtic music.
Hear those musicians at the Westford White Church on Sunday, February 7th. The doors open at 3:30. And lastly today, Kate Johnson from Cambridge, New York, wrote in about Hubbard Hall's second annual Winter Carnival of New Work. It features 16 playwrights aged 10 to 91. It begins tomorrow. You can visit vpr.net/arthounds to find a full schedule.